Why is it white in the background? Turn that water off. Bacon. That's bacon.
You didn't say prepared. It looked like a commercial.
All right, guys. What's up? You're watching Kicking It with Keish. This is take two. We're going to get this right. My name is Keisha Carter. I am the host of Kicking It with Keish, as you all are aware of. This is my brother, David, in the background. My little brother, but little as in a year younger. And that is our dad in the background. Yeah. Say hey, Dad.
Hello, world. How y'all doing?
Smooth upward.
Yeah. So, we have had a couple of requests that we do a episode or podcast or visual podcast or whatever you want to call it, answering some questions about our adoption. So, we're going to hop right into that. David and I are adopted siblings, right? So, our parents have two kids from previous marriages and then married each other and have four kids and then decided they wanted two more. So they went and got me by accident, and then we got David.
By accident?
Yeah, another little girl was available, but then she wasn't available anymore because her family came out of nowhere and was like, nah, we'll keep her. So then they got stuck with me, which I was the better pick anyway. Then David, we were supposed to get another little girl, a boy.
Boy, yeah.
He's supposed to get a boy, another boy. And then he came up, and every year on his birthday, I tell him how I tried to leave him where we got him from because I spent 25 cents when I was 5 years old, my own 25 cents, and bought him some bubbles. And then I met him and gave it to him, and he poured them on the floor because he was ungrateful. So
I don't remember that.
I remember it because I cried.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember it. And they didn't want to leave him there. They decided to keep him, and I've resented him for them bubbles ever since. But I love him. He's the youngest of the Carter kids. I'm the youngest girl. And then there we have four older siblings, one other girl that's 10 years older than me. Hey, Chloe. And then our older brothers, Lawrence, Lamont, and Marcus. So, yeah, six of us. But David and I are the only two adopted ones. And we are not blood siblings. Just in case I didn't mention that.
We do get it a lot, though, since we look alike.
Yeah, apparently. We look alike. And a lot of people think we're blood related. But we're not. Thick as thieves, though. It's my dog.
Thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves, my dog. But I guess we'll hop into the questions. Below is his Instagram name. Follow him. He is a self-taught musician. My brother is absolutely amazing when it comes to the guitar and the strings. He's dope. So if you're looking for a guitarist, is that the word?
Yeah, that's the word.
A guitarist, holla at him. If you're looking for homemade pancakes, call my dad.
Right here. Homemade from scratch.
Flicking the wrist. There you go. Flick that wrist.
Homemade from scratch.
All right, Dad. All right, all right. And while you're at it, subscribe, comment, like, share. And yes, subscribe to my YouTube and all of my other social media links. So yeah. Let's hop into this first question. What's the first question?
Here's the first question. Do you remember finding out that you were adopted?
It's fine. We about to get a new dad. He in the back making all the noise. I remember finding out. I don't remember them actually telling us. I just remember my reaction to it.
I don't remember at all.
Okay. Well, because David does remember, I'll let y'all know how it happened. My mom wanted to tell us personally that we were adopted because she didn't want any, like, us not knowing, and then people later on in the family have arguments with each other, and then coming to me and they'd be like, that's why that's not even your mom and daddy. And so my mom was like, they're not even your kids. So my mom didn't want that issue. So to avoid it, she went ahead and told us that we were adopted. She told us when we were old enough to understand what it was. I think I was like six. David, you like five?
No, you about eight.
Okay, so I was about eight, and David was seven.
I thought they told us from the get-go.
I thought it was way younger than that.
Reminded us every birthday. You ain't our kids.
But we picked you. We picked you because we love you, but you ain't ours. No, they didn't do us like that. But I remember the excitement of being adopted, because when my mom told us that we were adopted, she was like, We didn't physically have any more kids, but we wanted to adopt kids and give them a loving home and family that their birth parents couldn't provide for them at the time. And I just thought that was so cool. Like, you had enough or a whole bunch of love to give that you figured to go pick some kids out and give them that love. So I started telling everybody. I was like, hey, guess what? I'm adopted. Yeah, I'm cooler than you. So, your mom had you? I'm adopted. I'm cooler than you.
I told everyone, too, and you always get that one question. How does it feel? Or, you know, they say, I'm sorry that you're adopted. And
right. I never got the negative.
Yeah, I've never felt, like, bad about it.
Yeah, I've never felt bad about my adoption. Like,
I've always known that this was my family, so.
Facts. When people, like, yeah, people do give you, like, the negative, like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You're, like, sorry? Yeah. These people are great.
Yeah, they were.
These people are great, right, Dad?
That's right.
My parents are great. Well, our parents.
My parents are great.
Our parents are great. Our adoptive parents were for sure love. There's never been a time where I wanted to go back. I didn't meet my birth mother until I was 16. And David didn't meet his. He met his before I met mine.
It's about 15 at the time.
So I think we met them both in the same year. But we never resented them for giving us up for adoption because they told us where they were or the places in their life that they were when they gave us up for adoption. And so we were old enough to understand, like, you gave us up for adoption so that we could have better, and God for sure placed us with a family that went above and beyond for us, showing us unconditional love.
That's true.
So, yeah, we do remember when we were adopted, and it was a great, great experience. Nothing negative about it at all. And we were adopted into a big family. Like, my dad has the smallest of the two families. My dad has two other siblings, so there's three siblings. And my mom has 17 other brothers and sisters. So we got a big family. My mom's and my dad's included. And all of them have all, like, accepted us as blood. It's never been.
They've all treated us well. Yeah. We've never felt like outcast.
Yeah.
And it's just been a pretty good ride.
We actually have cousins that get upset when people find out that we are adopted. They're like, they're not adopted. They just got different papers than us.
He's got different papers than
us. Yeah. What's the next question?
How your siblings are siblings.
That is the next question. What is your family like?
So again, our family is love. We have a really big family. Nobody's family is perfect. We have come into or have faced a lot of trials and tribulations as family. And we got a great big family. A great big as in there are great big problems, but there's a whole bunch of great big love. So no family is perfect. But I feel like our family is a perfect fit for us.
That's true. And like our pops was saying, he wanted us to talk about our siblings. I don't think I'm too close to any of them besides my sister, only because, like, we're close in age and everyone else was pretty much out the house whenever we were growing up. So,
yeah.
Maybe you got something to say about that.
Yeah, I'm close to all my siblings. Closer to David because, like he said, me and David grew up in the same house at the same time. All of our siblings, there's a 10-year gap between me and my sister. So she was in high school. She was probably the one we lived in the house with the longest because she was in high school when we got here, or at least when I got here. And then we went and got you. And she kind of thought you were cooler than me at first because I was a little sister that got on her nerves. Me and my sister Chloe used to fight all the time.
I remember Mom being here for a little bit.
And Mom was here for a little bit too.
Yeah.
But all of our siblings still accepted us like our parents physically had us, like we were biological siblings. There's still no difference. I think they like us more than they like each other. Just kidding. We all love each other.
So I'm going to skip a couple questions and go on to a good one. When did you decide you wanted to track down your birth parents? Or do you think...
you can go first.
I can go first?
Yeah.
Actually, never wanted to. I'll be honest. I think... I'm sorry. That's just the truth. my sister, I believe she wanted to around, like, whenever we were 15 and 16. And my mom did that for her. And I guess she assumed that I wanted to, like, track down mine.
No, we found yours before we found mine.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you want to find yours first, right?
Yeah, so I will say I'm nosy. And I would go through, like, papers in my parents' house. I don't know what I would be looking for, but I just like to go through stuff. And I found David's adoption papers, but we didn't find mine. And I figured they would be in the same place, but they weren't. David's adoption papers had his mom's name on them. And so we could find, his mother was more easily found than my mom. So we found his mom, and his mom's great. His little brother is our little brother, like, we love him the same. And he's not related to me, but if he's a brother of David's, he's a brother of ours. David has a younger brother and an older brother, right?
Yes.
So David's his brother's mother has three boys, and he's the middle son. And his mom's great. Hi, Miss Sandra. His mom's great. My mom, we found my mom a couple months later. Well, we had a picture of me as a baby on a Polaroid, and it said Aura Rawls and Keisha. So I figured that's her name. It's this woman that's holding me in this picture. So I looked her up on Google, and my mom's a real estate agent now. She owns a real estate company in Dallas, Texas, and three of her properties came up. And I wrote the same letter my senior year in high school, or junior year, senior year, one of the years. I wrote the same letter three times, put three of my graduation pictures in there. And then she was my junior high nurse who came, my high school secretary. So she mailed them off for me. 3 days later, she called me. And out of respect, I let her talk to my adopted mother first, because that's my mom. And I let her talk to her first out of respect. And then she could have access to me. And yeah.
I mean, and going back to like me, like not wanting to like meet my birth parents, I'm glad that I did, because it just showed me where I came from and like the person that gave birth to me. And we do share like a lot, like when it comes to like our personalities and like how we act. She's as playful as me. I know I'm not showing it right now, but you know, the closer you get to me, the more I open up. I'm a lot like her. She sings, I sing. I get my music.
You sings?
Sings, yeah. Why not? I do that. So, I mean, it's been pretty nice, and especially like knowing that I have a little brother, and I'm not like the baby on that side of the family. So, I like to show him the love that this side of the family showed me. So,
that's dope. I enjoy meeting my birth mother. I'm the shortest of my birth siblings. Like, my birth mother had two girls and two boys. I'm the baby of the family, and I'm only 5'4". My sister is like 5'11", almost 6 feet. My brother's 6'1", and I have a brother that's 6'1" as well. My mom is 5'10". Not sure how I missed some extra inches, but I'm the shortest of the family. So when I met her, the first words out of her mouth was like, "Oh goodness, you're small." I'm like, "Well, you're tall."
That's probably gonna be the same story for me. My little brother's 14 right now, and we're the same height. So yeah, he's getting up there.
What?
So in about probably next year, he'll be taller than me. I'm sure my older brother's taller than me, and I'm gonna be shortest with my biological siblings as well. So
it's something in the milk. What y'all feed us?
I know we didn't grow.
It's this bacon he back here sizzling. That's why we didn't grow them extra inches. Anywho, I'm still glad I met my mom. I like David, I wanted to meet her to know where I came from. And we're establishing a great relationship as I grow older, getting to know each other. And both of our birth mothers still live in Dallas. So they're amazing women. We love them dearly.
Here's another question. What was your other name?
My other name, am I going first?
Yeah, you can go first.
My other name was Keisha Nate Stewart.
Nate? Yeah. Nate? I ain't never heard
of that. Yeah, man. My other name was Keisha Nate Stewart. And now my name is Keisha Carter. Don't ask me
Lynette, yeah.
Wow, y'all just gonna put my whole government out there for fine. My name Keisha Lynette Carter.
What's wrong with Lynette? It's better than
I wasn't gonna tell Lynette? Them my whole government name. That's all right. I know how to edit.
I know how to edit. Actually, I have a funny story about my name.
What was your name, though?
My name was David Anthony Turner.
Mm-hmm.
So
Turner.
Turner, yeah. It is David Lewis Carter now. I took my new middle name is after my pops. So Robert Lewis Carter, David Lewis Carter. But anyway, whenever my mom was naming me, she was in custody with the police at the time? Or
in custody of the police?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she was giving birth to me at jail, or I'm not sure how the story. She was in trouble with the law, pretty much. And
she was a thug.
She was a thug.
You like it.
So while she was at the hospital, they had to have bodyguards watching her. She told me the way that I got my first name was because she had a crush on a bodyguard that was watching over her. And that dude's name was David. And that dude's name was David. And then my middle name came from the doctor. His name was Tony. And she decided to name me Anthony. So she ended up having like a crush on both those guys.
I like that.
Yeah, like, you know, and David, you thought it was going to be like some big Bible story. She just had a crush on like two dudes. Hopefully they were good guys. If I'm going to be named after them. I mean, one's protecting the peace and another one is delivering the peace.
The peace.
So that's my story. I mean,
that's dope. I never knew that.
Maybe when I have my child, I'll name him after like two crushes that I had at the time.
And your wife is going to punch you in the throat. What's the next question? My mom said she always knew that when she grew up, she was going to name her baby Keisha. And the reason why neither of our first names changed when we were adopted, I've been with this family since I was one. And she said, our adopted mom, shout out to Sherilyn Carter and Robert Carter. But our adopted mom, they call her Susie. We call her mom. Whatever. She said she wasn't going to change my name because I was already used to my name. So she could change the middle and the last, but she was already used to me hearing people call me Keisha. Which, whatever. Call me Keish.
What's the first phrase that taught you to say?
The first phrase.
How about
them cowboys? That was the first phrase my dad taught me how to say. Let's how about them cowboys? I am a diehard Cowboys fan because my dad is a diehard Cowboys fan. Mind you, we just went in the prayer that the Cowboys win this Sunday, so hopefully by the time y'all hear this episode, they won.
Hope so. So we're running out of questions, but I got one just to throw out there.
What's up?
Do you want to meet like your real pops? Your real dad?
I do want to meet my birth father. I did a previous YouTube video about trying to find my birth father, and his name is Charles Stewart. He has a caucus name, which means every time I look him up, a bunch of men of the Caucasian descent pop up. And I'm very brown, so.
I'm very brown.
We know. I'm pretty sure my dad's not a white man. But I am still looking for him. Hopefully he's somewhere in Dallas. Apparently he's remarried or did remarry. Has another family, but it would be dope to meet my birth father. If I don't ever meet my birth father, the one y'all see back there, or if you're listening via audio podcast, Big Carter is my dad forever and always. Even if I do meet my birth father, that's still my first dad. Right, Dad?
That's right. Bread breakfast.
That's how I feel, too. I mean, I would like to also know, you know, how he was as a person. Or, you know, what kind of person he is now. But if that never happens, I'm totally content with that because I have an awesome father right now. Cooking us breakfast.
Right, cooking us breakfast while we podcast.
Yeah, just to do it because he loves us.
This is the life. We went to early morning service as a family this morning at church. And walked in the door. I was going to go buy donuts. Dad was like, I'm making pancakes. I was like, bet. Council donuts. Any other questions you can think of? What is about some of those questions you skipped?
So,
I know for sure there are the question of do I hold my birth mothers separately? Like, do I love one more than the other? Or do I show any resentment towards my birth mother for putting me up for adoption. Let me answer that. I don't show any resentment towards my birth mother for putting me up for adoption. I'm actually very grateful that she had the courage to do what a lot of people can't do. Or instead of choosing to abort me as a child, she chose to give birth to me and put me up for adoption so that I could have a chance, a better chance at life. And for that, I am very grateful. Because what people don't understand is it takes a lot of courage to grow something inside of you, like to grow life inside of you, and then to give it. Technically, people see it as giving it away, but my mom loved me, and David's mom loved him so much, and a lot of the other adopted moms out there, birth parents out there, you love your child so much that you know what you can't give them, someone else can. And that takes a lot of courage for you to give something of yourself like your child. So I do not resent my parents at all for the choice that they made at me a better life.
The next question is, so before you knew that, did you ever go through a phase of being upset that you were adopted? I know we kind of like went over it briefly before, but I know for me, whenever like I was a rebellious teen, like I had like all the angst in the world, I did try to find a reason to be upset, to be like an outcast, but deep down inside, I just didn't feel that. Like we said before, that our family just showed us nothing but love, the people that adopted us, and I can't hate on that. I can't find any reason to like hate them or feel any type of anger towards that. So I'm not. I was never upset that I was adopted. So yeah,
me neither. I don't think. Yeah, no, me neither. There was never a point in time because I knew. Even I figured that when it comes to me in my life personally. God has this thing where he does with me about divine appointment and divine presence. And there's been times where he places me exactly where I need to be, at the right time with who I need to be with. And I feel like our adoption is one of those times, if not one of the first times, that he made sure we were with a family that made sure that, that could give us the things we needed to grow into the adults and be the examples that we are today and the examples that we're becoming for adopted kids out there all over the world.
That's true.
Because like David said earlier, when you tell people that you're adopted, a lot of them be like, they show like a negative thought to it. And there's nothing negative about our adoption.
I think the only reason, they show like a negative thought about it is because what the media portrays like, kids being angry like with their adopted parents, like, oh, you're not even my real father or like real dad or real mother or anything like that, and then they run away. I mean, that may happen in like some other families, but like not in ours, and hopefully it doesn't happen too often with other people.
Yeah, I will say that two of the questions that I've had come up that people want us to talk about, want to hear about, are adopting a child of another race and adopting babies versus adopting older kids. So don't let me forget those two questions. First off, adopting a child of another race is great. If you have a home to give and you got love to give and you are able to adopt a child, whether the child has the same race that you have or that you are or doesn't, a parent is a parent. Like, adoption is adoption. Love is love. Please give that child a great home and a great family and show them the better things in life and raise outstanding citizens and outstanding humans. I have no negative thoughts of adopting children out of your own race. I fully support it. Like, giving a child a home is great.
And honestly, I'm mixed with 12 different things, so I feel like it'll be easier for me.
Dad's pancakes.
I mean, like, anything much to say about that. Like, yeah. I wouldn't mind, like, adopting whoever. Like, whatever kid, like, just...
If I'm not mistaken, Dad, didn't y'all foster a Hispanic baby?
Yes.
His name was Joshua.
Yes.
Joshua's this man?
Yeah, he was full Hispanic.
Yes, we did.
And we were going to keep him. But again, God had divine appointment, and Joshua went back with his family, and we got stuck with Big Dave, who spills bubbles on porches.
I'm part Hispanic, so kind of met in the middle.
I really want to take that 23andMe test. Was 23andMe? Ancestry.com? Whatever. I want to know what I'm mixed with. And then, like, you know, they have little DNA points that meet, and then you end up finding people that are related to you and things of that nature. I want to do that. So I want to make sure me and David do that, and you guys will see the results via YouTube, and we'll keep y'all up. Via YouTube and podcast, and we'll keep y'all up on their progress. That means we just got to get online and order it. So, this, oh, again, but about babies, adopting babies outside of your race. If you, and this is just a tip, if you adopt a baby that is African American or black, and you are not African American or black, please make sure you go through the necessary steps to find out how to care for that child's hair. Because it's big controversy, and I've had passengers, y'all know I'm a flight attendant, I've had passengers that look at my hair and look at the curl definition of my hair, and it's obvious that they've adopted this black child. And then they tell me, you know, hey, you know, what do you put on your hair? How do you care for it? And then they end up telling me that they adopted a kid. And I go ahead and tell them that I'm adopted too. And it makes the story more genuine, more it gives them a better connection. And then I go ahead and, you know, let them know how to care for that child's hair. And there's a lot, I guess that's one of the concerns when you adopt a child outside of your race. How can you fully care for that child as far as that child's culture? And, you know, because you have your culture to give, but you want to make sure they know theirs. And that's another thing. Please make sure whatever race you adopt a child, please make sure you learn about that child's culture so that you can give them that part of them.
It's true.
And it's not like just forcing your culture upon them, but you can, just like mixed kids, you can know, you can have more than one culture, but make sure they know theirs as well as yours. And make sure you know how to care for that baby's hair. What was the second question?
We went over, how do you feel about adopting?
No.
You already went over that.
No, we did the adopting outside of your race. Oh, adopting older kids versus babies.
Okay.
So, adopting babies is great because you get a fresh start, like a clean palate. You get to mold this child into what you want this child to be. As far as adopting older kids, trauma sets early. So depending on what that child has seen before that child got to you, please make sure to find out if that child needs therapy, because therapy is great. Because that'll help. I'm pretty sure that if we needed therapy when we were younger, it should have been an outlet. But it probably would have helped us further along into molding who we were, even though we did still, you know, still are doing a great job. Therapy helps, so don't ever have a negative thought about therapy. There's a lot of kids end up in the adoption system that go through things like abuse and abandonment, feelings of abandonment, and mental issues, physical issues, verbal abuse issues. Like, there's a lot of issues that can go on, drug issues. Like, there's a lot of things a kid can see before they get to you. Make sure you do your research and not just giving that kid a good home, but giving that kid, like, remolding that kid's heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit so that they're not lost as a child. Because it's harder to adopt older kids than it is for younger kids. But regardless of the age, trauma can affect you as early as 1 year old. And that is a statistic fact, but I'm just saying. So make sure you are taking care of that kid, regardless of what age you get them at. There are a lot of older kids in the adoption system that need homes as well. Don't cancel them out. You got love to give. Accept that challenge because you're built for it. If you're thinking about adoption, you're pretty much set and built to adopt a kid at any age. So don't cancel out older kids either. Just make sure you have that mindset. Well, what do I need to do to make sure that he or she is okay as an individual?
You can skip past the terrible twos.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Adopting older kids, they got me when I was one, so they were stuck. But we skipped David's terrible twos.
Went straight to three.
But yeah, that's all I got. You got any more questions?
No, I'm good.
Good. All right, Dave. Well, once again, please subscribe, follow, and tune in to Kicking It with Keish. This has been our adoption episode. And this is the first time we've really, like, sat and opened up about our adoption. So If you have any other questions, comment below, email us, write us. Again, follow us on YouTube. This is not the first, this is not the last time you will see my brother and I on my YouTube. We're going to do some covers for you guys. Because I'm a pretty good musician as well. I play air guitar, and so he's going to be playing. He's going to be playing the real guitar and singing, and I'm going to be in the back lip singing and playing my air guitar.
Milli Vanilli.
No, she can sing. Keisha can sing.
I'm okay.
Milli Vanilli.
No. We don't know what Dad's talking about. Milli Vanilli.
Dad, that was a light skin one, dark skin one.
Right.
Kind of like us.
Yeah.
Now we like the same color now.
Yeah. David, we are not the same color.
I'm getting there.
He want to be dark team, dark skin so bad.
Man, light skin ain't in no more.
Light skin. Oh, guys, my brother's single. I mean, I'm single too, but y'all knew that. But my brother's single, and this is the breakfast Dad has prepared for his amazing adopted children.
There she is.
And I got meat today. Y'all eating real bacon. This is a rare moment where y'all will see me eating real bacon. Because y'all know usually
it's... Cut the camera. Cut the camera.
You know, I'm hot, open, and transparent. Humble, open, and transparent with my fans and followers. They don't want... Once in a while, I get crazy and I eat real meat. So, you know, let's try it. We're with family. It's the holidays. Y'all got homemade pancakes. All right, guys. Like I said, subscribe, follow. Look for more Keish and Dave. Dave and Keish on Kicking It with Keish. And follow us. And we'll see y'all later. Bye, guys.
Later.
Say bye, Dad.
Goodbye. Enjoyed you all.